Well, hello, friends, and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God, a compilation of short messages to begin or end your day. So sit back and enjoy 7 Minutes with God. Today, my friends, the topic is a big word that bothers a lot of people nowadays. Never used to back in the old days. It's called fundamentalism. Fundamentalism. What it is and why it's a needful weapon to fight the onslaught of an evil world. Fundamentalism. Fundamentalism is the best definition you could find for what is really important in the Word of God, the fundamentals. But a better description, of course, might be fundamentalism is the literal interpretation of all the affirmation and attitudes of the Bible and the militant exposure of all non-biblical affirmations and attitudes. You don't need to be a Philadelphia lawyer to figure that out, or do you? But you do need Jesus Christ. The words of the Lord are pure words. In the book of Psalms, chapter 12, verses 6 and 7, it's exactly what it says. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. I don't think that any born-again believer would argue with the words of the Lord as being pure, pure words. But how pure are they? Well, the Word of God says, in His words, they're as pure as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. In other words, purified to the point of perfection. Then David, as inspired by God, finishes the verse, Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Is the Lord able to keep His word? Well, if He isn't, then we can be sure that everything else God has written in the Bible may not be true. Oh! Then David goes on to finish what God has told him to write. Thou shalt preserve them. Do you know what preserve means? Check it out in your dictionary. And finally, well, actually, preserve means to keep, okay? And finally, the finish of the verse tells us how long God will preserve His words. And what's it say there? From this generation, for how long? Forever. Forever. Wow, that's a long time, and that works for me. How about you? The question now is, then why do we have so many different Bibles? I've been asked that so many times. Well, not to sound arrogant, but, you know, Satan is the God of this world. He doesn't like the real God of the Bible. You probably know that, for kicking him out of heaven, for one thing. But the Word of God, God of the Bible, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, what now? Well, over 400 versions of the Bible out there. Did you know that? There are over 400 versions. One of them God wrote. The other 400 plus, the devil, had a hand in those. Now, don't get your ire up here. I don't expect to win any popularity prize for what I'm about to say. But God says His children will suffer persecution, even from within. Anyway, here goes. I got saved by the King James 1611 Authorized Version. I've trusted in it, I've loved it, I've felt it in my soul, and I believe every jot and tittle from beginning to end. The King James will always be my refuge, my stalwart companion, and my guide. Dear Lord God, as you look down upon your people, you do not ponder, you do not wonder, nor do you have any doubts. Your word has been spoken into existence and written on the tables of our hearts. It is a perfect and just word. You have preserved it forever. The power of your word, Lord God, is the armor and sword of those who follow you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, I urge you people, hold fast to the word of God. I submit in prayer the name of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. In obedience to you, he stepped into the breach for a sinner like me. For a sinner like me, are you saved? Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thank you for listening in today to 7 Minutes with God.